Geographically, what kind of I don't want to say wrench does this throw into your plans, but how do you approach today with kind of where we are, what the rink setup is?
Something a little different for us. We felt coming off the back-to-back that we wouldn't skate the next day, that there was no value to the 15 or 20 minutes normally we would morning skate, but it's also part of a routine, and we face at times, and I think we'll face it in the second half, where we have to travel on our off day because we're coming back from the West, and there were times in the class that we played an afternoon game. One of them was actually against LA at home, so that we want to be able to not have this event be the first time you face it if it happens later in the year when you're in divisional games and you're fighting for those points. So rest is the premium that we're looking for right now. Recovery is real important, but we also want to be able to handle this to do an off-ice workout in the morning and get our legs right in the warm-up and then be out and be good on time, and if not, fight hard to get to good quick. So it's an unusual situation, but it's something we want to learn how to manage.
Same lineup as last game?
Correct.
What's the latest on Andrew Cobble?
Yeah, feeling good, skating. We'll just be real cautious with this now before he gets into bump, and he'll start light contact.
Well, I wanted to ask you kind of a big picture question. Obviously Patrick, a big part of this, just the surge of young Finnish stars, particularly skaters around the league. You know, what do you think of the type of players they're producing and what their program's been doing in recent years?
Yeah, I don't know that it's an anomaly that we start seeing these incredibly gifted young Finnish players. I was thought that, we had a Finnish guy back in my Hartford, Carolina days, Sammy Kapanen, and his son's now playing in Toronto. That they came over then, and they were really well schooled defensively. There wasn't a whole lot that you had to teach them. That was almost what they brought: really good sticks, really good awareness on the ice. And then now we see a completely different Finnish player, and there's still a bulk of them are, I think, advanced in their defensive game. And then we're seeing guys that shoot and pass and skate like elite players at a young age. So I think you're going to see this just kind of time in and out with different countries, but the theme is 18, 19, 20 year old kids coming in and dominating is not the right word, but in statistical areas being elite.
What do you think is the biggest reason for Patrick Laine being in fire right now, even though he started the season quite slowly?
I think he was, sensitive is the right word, but he's a very responsible, very aware young man in terms of off ice. I think going to Finland, he felt some pressure. He really wanted to perform. It was important to him. And then he kind of went there, had a great opening night, and he's taken off. I think some pressure's come off him. He's really improved his 5-on-5 game, as we would hope all young players do. There's lots to work on. But he handled it exceptionally well. I think that he had a tremendous amount of media attention, tremendous amount of fan appreciation, and he was really involved in it, and then still performed well. So I just think that he was carrying a weight with him, and then after that was gone, he's been great.
Paul, all teams would probably say we'd like to take less penalties. You guys have actually done that, and you're on a run here where you've really stayed out of the box more often than not. You're getting more power plays than the other team most night. So what is there one or two things you can point to as maybe what changed? Because you had taken a lot of penalties early in the season.
Yeah, I think we're better defensively, and it's the original positioning on that, so we're not in behind it. We haven't been chasing a whole lot of games, but we've given up the first goal or didn't score first a fair amount this year, and it hasn't affected our wins. And I think we won as many when we score first as not. So our original positioning, and I think some of that's patience too, we're a little more relaxed playing the defensive game. We're not on the wrong side. We're not cheating offensively. We've got some, scoring some goals, so there's some confidence there. So that you're not in a deficit position all the time. And then I also think we've skated. I think coming off that Finland trip, our legs, I think, got better and stronger, and we're skating better.
Yeah, is it a case of the team that works harder often draws more penalties than it takes?
Well, there's the other piece, right? You rarely take a penalty when you got the puck on your stick. So we've had pretty good possession numbers, and we've controlled the puck fairly well. So we're not behind the game.
You meant to have your top six together here for a little bit longer stretch than you've had since the start of the year.
Thanks, Ken. Why do you do that? We've been together long enough now that, yes, it's been a nice luxury.
Back and have your third pairing kind of get into more of a groove, maybe that's
really good, really important. But I think the bigger story and not is getting some big minutes pushed on guys when we had the three and four defensemen out of our lineup. Their game elevated, and then when the players got healthy, their game stayed. So it didn't; they didn't fall off. So now we've got a better performing group of six, I think, because Morrissey, certainly Truba and Myers got pushed into really big numbers. And now when Buff came back and our other injured defensemen came back, they're those guys, you know, got into a better rhythm. They got their confidence. They're playing well. So it improved our defensive individual defensemen's play. I think those injuries, and now that they're back, they play pretty strong for us.
You touched on it the other day, but was there a conversation that you had with Mark in terms of that? He's always been a pass first player, to be a little bit more aggressive and look for his own shot, or is this just evolution, or how do you see that?
This is both. It's what playoff hockey will teach you. You go back and look at shot attempts in the first three games of the Minnesota series, right? And he realized then that in playoffs you're not going to get the chance to decide not to shoot the puck and then pass the puck. The play is gone. And I think he just went more to shoot what I think I should right away, make that decision, and, you know, broke an NHL record. So he got the playoffs were, I think, a really important kind of eye-opener for him that he is going to have to shoot the puck because there won't be enough time not to in the playoffs.
Because he's always had that quick release. You can see it at his first training camp.
It right.
Just a matter of getting more comfortable with that kind of role.
I think Mark's got really, really good vision on the ice, and he sees other options always. So when you're young, you defer, right? And the other piece would be after enough times Blake Wheeler's put it on your tape, you realize that maybe we should leave the pass into Blake at times and I can shoot. Now, they're both capable. I mean, Mark could be an elite passer, but there's no sense the two of them doing that. One of them's got to get it off his stick.
Elaine is on his last season of his contract.
Yeah.
Are the new negotiations already on the way?
Well, that is so far above my pay grade, and I'm really, really glad that's true. Yeah, I'm not involved in that, fortunately. I don't have to pay it, and I don't have to get the deal done, so I sleep all right on that.
I wanted to ask, when you've got guys with such big shots like Buff and Line A have, does that maybe affect the way you guys practice, maybe special teams and that sort of thing? I mean, you want to play how you practice, but you also maybe don't want guys walking those.
We rarely practice our power play. Yeah. Mostly because we do quite a bit in training camp, right? So we'll run our heavy defensive systems and our power play in training camp. And you're right. Like, Patty doesn't shoot the puck really in practice on the power play. And if he's going to heat one up, everybody moves, right? And you want him to. So it's not a when we run the power play in practice, it would be more about positioning and finding holes and how we move the puck. The pace that we move at is not much to how, I mean, nobody wants to block those shots, and we don't really want anybody blocking those shots.
Do you think so for Bressois on this trip ball, or because of the spacing, you're going to see Connor run it out before the break?
No, I've got a schedule that they'll both get a game. Connor's kind of driving that bus a little bit right now because we've kind of eased off in a little bit. Getting those two Chicago games was really good for LB, and then now, so we're right back to a number we're comfortable with. So he got enough work there in the Tampa game, but wants to keep on that rhythm and the role. So he's going here tonight, and then we'll play the last two out depending on how he's feeling.
Things haven't gone the way the Kings would have liked the season, but going into the home opener, you expect kind of a grinding style, tough to find offense against them. What kind of things have you seen in the video of late?
Yeah, so we do our prep maybe differently. We don't spend a whole lot of time worrying about how they played in their last two games. It's what's this team capable of. They're still really strong on the walls, right? And they're driving, and they're angry when they play now. They're frustrated. You've got it's no different than the game in Chicago for us. You've got Stanley Cup champions who aren't happy with where they're at. They're going to push real hard and give you all you can handle. So we have a certain skill set, a certain way we've got to play, and it's going to be challenged here tonight because we didn't skate yesterday and we didn't morning skate. That we're going to have to skate here tonight. That'll be the only chance is an NHL game. The only chance we have of winning tonight is we got to outskate that team.
Question in the back.
Joe Morrow, he'd be if he had to play tonight, he could.
He's correct. Yeah, he's cleared and healthy.
Thanks.